At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Network.
Football.
Hello, everybody, and welcome inside the studio. This is the Pro Football Rewind, the only place where we go forward in reverse, analyzing the day's events in the National Football League and applying them to our fantasy sports needs, whether it be season-long, DFS, or sports investments. My name is Matt Stryker. Happy to be here. Hello to all of our friends on Pluto TV, channel 57. Together, we welcome in the man that, in my opinion, consensus agrees as well, should be nominated for Fantasy Analyst of the Year, the one and only Mr. Davis Maddock. Davis, how'd the day treat you, my man?
Pretty good day. Had some good sweats in a couple playoffs for the, the FFPC main event and a couple other big fantasy football championships. Not a great day in DFS. Very good day for sports investments, though. How'd your day go, Matt?
Actually, I did pretty well for the majority of my lineups. I was on point with what I liked. There are some things that I didn't see coming. But that, of course, is the beauty of what we do. We're going to break everything down when Davis and I come back. We're going to talk about the big slate, 1 o'clock games, and what it means to the league moving forward. And, of course, two big games on the 4 p.m. slate as well. There's a lot to really unpack here, Davis. And before we go, just a little tease. What jumped out at you the most for the 1 o'clock slate?
Biggest thing of the 1 o'clock slate for me, I think, was the resurgence of the Carolina Panthers offense. They looked great today. And, you know, at the same time, I think the New York Jets and Sam Darnold making a lot of waves, scoring over 30 points three games in a row now.
Yeah, absolutely. A wild finish with Carolina. The Jets, of course, starting to surge on this program. We're going to look ahead and see the rest of the season, the schedule of certain teams, and try to break down which players are the ones to target. When Davis Maddock and I come back, we're going to break it all down. It is the Pro Football Rewind. I'm Matt Stryker. Make sure you come on back because we have everything you need to dominate all of your fantasy needs. Everything, all in one place. Coming right back after this.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, the bell tolls for thee as we break down week 12, Davis Matic. We want to know all of your insights. You mentioned the Jets before we went to break, so let's start there. A, did you see this coming? B, what does the quarterback situation now look like in Oakland? And C, should we believe in the New York Jets?
Well, I don't think you can believe in the New York Jets because they're really not playing for anything. Even with all of these wins, they are 4-7. I guess theoretically they could win out, right? They could win for the rest of the season, not lose any of the rest of their games, and they could potentially make the playoffs. I will say that I do believe more in Sam Darnold now than I did at the beginning of the season. And I was a guy who liked Sam Darnold. I thought that the Giants made a mistake not selecting him and taking Saquon Barkley. And he's playing very well, and where he is playing well is out of structure. He's been one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL this season, you know, outside the pocket, after 5 seconds, after evading the pass rusher. And Oakland is so weak with the pass rush that basically Darnold kind of just had time to sit in the pocket and wait and make his open throws. And he was fantastic in this game, only threw 9 incompletions, no turnovers, and they were able to score all of these points without really a significant effort from Le'Veon Bell, only 12 carries for 49 yards, and the rushing touchdown from Sam Darnold as well. So yeah, I am buying in on the Jets pieces for the rest of the year in terms of fantasy.
All right, and it's a great breakdown, and you mentioned Le'Veon Bell. So if the offense is starting to move away from that and you find Darnold to be interesting, let's look at the rest of the Jets' schedule. It's against Cincinnati, against Miami, against Baltimore, against Pittsburgh, against Buffalo. With that said, Darnold could be a play moving forward. Which receivers would you match him up with?
Well, I would rank them Jamison Crowder first, Robbie Anderson second, and then Demaryius Thomas third. Only 3 targets for Demaryius Thomas today. But I do think that both Robbie Anderson and Jamison Crowder went from being guys that I don't really want to roster in, 12-team leagues in DFS. And now, I had a healthy amount of Jamison Crowder today, that not as great as the Robbie Anderson shares in DFS. I would would say, though, that Le'Veon Bell's probably, don't you think he's got to be close to a top 12 running back the rest of the way, just with how narrow that position is right now. We have so many running backs who have been hurt, so many running backs who we started the year confident in, who have now played their way into timeshares. And Le'Veon Bell, you know, when this game was competitive, Bilal Powell, Josh Adams, Ty Montgomery, those guys were really not in the game. So I think Le'Veon, Robbie Anderson, and Jamison Crowder have kind of solidified themselves.
Wow, a lot of pieces moving forward for the rest of the fantasy seasons, for the rest of DFS, and of course for the sports investments, start to look at the New York Jets, of course, based on their schedule. Let's stay within that little area there. Let's look at Buffalo and Denver and look at what happened here today. Buffalo beats them 20-3. What do you take away there?
I guess I would take away that both of these teams are not very fun to watch. When this game came on the Red Zone channel, you basically were dreading it. You know, Brandon Allen, 25 passing attempts, only 10 completions, only two players had multiple receptions, Noah Fant and Royce Freeman. Cortland Sutton had 8 targets in this game, was only able to secure one of them for 27 yards. Kind of a fancy pickup off the waiver wire last week was Tim Patrick. He had 3 targets for 3 yards. Probably most impressive in this game, though, 21 carries, 106 yards for Devin Singletary. By far, I think this was actually his most impressive effort of the season, because Josh Allen did not have his fastball today, only 185 passing yards. It was really a struggle for Buffalo to move the ball through the air, though Cole Beasley, the impressive 9 target 76 yard and a touchdown game. But yeah, as long as we're talking about rest of season rankings, I do think that Devin Singletary, he's another guy who really has kind of moved his way up into like mid-tier RB2 conversation after not having a strong first half of the year.
Yeah, and looking forward, if people are eyeing a Singletary, a Beasley, even a Brown, who just does what he does, keeps getting touchdowns, Buffalo moving forward has Dallas, we'll talk about them in a bit, has Baltimore, Pittsburgh, New England, and the Jets. So depending on matchups and depending on needs, there could be things in Buffalo for your fantasy. Okay, what about the Giants and Chicago? The Bears show up here. Is Allen Robinson someone you would target moving forward?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Allen Robinson is having a phenomenal year for a guy whose quarterback is Mitch Trubisky. And that's kind of the story of Allen Robinson. Even if you go back to his career in college, he's never had a good quarterback. You know, his quarterback has been Blake Bortles and Mitch Trubisky in the NFL. He was playing with a bunch of bad quarterbacks. Christian Hackenberg was his guy when he was at Penn State. It's a pretty tough situation for Allen Robinson. But 10 targets, 131 yards, 9 targets, 77 yards for Anthony Miller, who appears to, like, at the beginning of the year, Anthony Miller was not really in the wide receiver rotation at all. He was playing after Taylor Gabriel, losing snaps to undrafted free agent Javon Wims. I kind of think that there is something there with Anthony Miller, and he would be a guy that I view as a waiver wire pickup this week. I do want to mention one guy we have some listeners I know who play in very, very deep dynasty leagues or developmental leagues. A guy by the name of Jesper Horsted was active as the backup tight end for the Chicago Bears today, and he is a converted wide receiver, played wide receiver in college, is now moving to the tight end position in the NFL. I know how much Matt Nagy loves that position. That is a guy in, like, you know, 30 man or more roster leagues. I think he is a legit ad this week.
Jesper Horsted and Cleat Eye are now 1-2 for my favorite Davis-isms, as we've come to learn on the weeks here in the show. Davis has a very unique way of breaking everything down. And speaking of Chicago, they face Detroit, Dallas, Green Bay, Kansas City, and Minnesota rest of way. Outside of Robinson, you think Miller is definitely a guy people should look at, huh?
Yeah, and I think that Miller is probably on a fair number of waiver wires. I think that he probably is not even over 45% owned in most season-long fantasy football. And another thing about the Bears is they have just realized that David Montgomery is he's not the answer. 13 carries, 22 yards for him today, 6 carries, 25 yards for Tariq Cohen. So even in a game that they won, even in a game where they were never really trailing, they threw the ball 41 times in this game. They really have kind of just given up on using David Montgomery like a workhorse. And I think it might be related to this ankle injury that he has, but as long as they are going to be a more aggressive passing team, the secondary options like Anthony Miller, like Taylor Gabriel, they are going to deserve roster spots in 12 team leagues.
Okay, so now let's go to an interesting situation in Pittsburgh. What have you heard about the quarterback situation there as Pittsburgh is able to go to Cincinnati and win 16-10?
Well, what I've heard is probably the same thing that everyone else heard, which is that Mason Rudolph, he's not very good. The big criteria you need to play quarterback in the NFL is that you need to be good. And if you're not good, you're probably going to go to the bench. Mason Rudolph, again, just brutal in this game. 8 for 16, 85 yards. The team gave Benny Snell 21 carries in this game for 98 yards. If James Conner is not back next week, and it appears this shoulder injury is maybe a little bit more severe than the team originally thought, he could be interesting. But I would anticipate that for the rest of the season, Devlin Hodges is going to be the starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers, who, by the way, are legit in the race for the AFC playoffs. Now, of course, they're not going to win their division. They play in a division with the Ravens, but they have a better record or a tied record with the Colts and the Titans, tied or better with the Raiders, and they are only trailing the Bills. So they actually, I would maybe even say, given their schedule, the Steelers might be the favorite for the sixth seed in the AFC right now.
So that then begs the question, and give it to me in a minute here, based off of what we've talked about, would you go rest of season Hodges or Darnold?
Oh, Darnold. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is really good. Or at least maybe not that. He's playing very well right now. He's adding a little bit of rushing upside. And what you're going to see with Hodges and really whoever is the Steelers quarterback is that they just are not going to throw the ball down the field very much. James Washington had the long touchdown today, but outside of that, Devlin Hodges only completed 4 passes, and Hodges was a little bit of a runner in college, but not enough that I would anticipate him running a ton here in the NFL.
All right, fair enough. When we come back, we're still breaking down a ton of games. There were 2 games that had point totals going over 60. Wild finishes. We're going to talk about it all, of course. If you want to follow us on YouTube, it's at Sports Grid Network. On Instagram, at Sports Grid TV. Once again, we welcome in everyone from Pluto TV, Channel 517. This is the Pro Football Rewind. There's nothing else like it in the world because we have guys like Davis Maddock, and I'm Matt Stryker, and we have you. And we're all coming back to do it. Right after this.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right. right. Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this show can get a deposit bonus up to $500. Here is how it works. One, you create a DraftKings Sportsbook account. Two, you make a deposit. Three, place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it with a 50% bonus up to $500. This offer is eligible for all users, plus new users will get a risk-free bet of up to $200. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details. All right. A lot that's really shaking the foundation of Week 12 in the NFL. The smoke is really starting to clear, and there are teams that are starting to emerge as fantasy viable, or at least fantasy interesting. We were talking about Pittsburgh against Cincinnati. Welcome back in, Davis Maddock. Davis, talk to me a little bit about Cincinnati moving forward. Is there anything there that you like? Are you on Tanya on Boyd, for instance? Or how about Mixon?
Well, an interesting thing was we kind of expected all week that Auden Tate was not going to play for the Bengals, but he ended up being active in this game, was only targeted three times, had only one reception for 10 yards. Tyler Boyd kind of returned to his role of the, you know, as the alpha in this offense. Nine targets, 101 yards, one touchdown, two really incredible catches, both on the same drive. One, a 43-yard reception, I believe, where he was being pass interfered with and was able to bring it down with his other hand, one hand being occupied by the defender. Tyler Boyd, definitely a guy that I would like to own him in in season long, and I think that he is going to be a DFS option moving forward as well. Mixon, I am not as interested in, because this team, they don't want to win. They want to get the number one draft selection so that they can select Joe Burrow. And now that Washington has won multiple games, Miami has won multiple games, they are pretty much locked in. Really would not surprise me to actually wouldn't surprise me if Trevion Williams was active. I believe that he is on the Bengals practice squad right now. If they make him active and just rest Joe Mixon down the stretch. So that's another name in deep leagues. If you are monitoring such things, Trevion Williams is definitely out there in your league. And I expect that he will start for the Bengals at some point this year.
Oh, a nice deep dive by Davis Maddock. That's why you are the best, my friend. Let's go to this game here. Early on, see, I had picked up Cleveland's defense in a DFS league. Early on, I sat them, and I saw that they were shutting them out, and I said, oh, here we go. Great. The game ended up going over 62 points, but it's Miami and Cleveland. Cleveland hangs 41, but Miami comes back with 24. That's 65.
Well, yeah, this is what Cleveland does, right? They always they underestimate their opponent. They are not super well coached. They are actually sort of like the Dallas Cowboys in the sense that they have a ton of talent on both sides of the ball, but their coaches just are not really setting them up for success. So it's not, you know, it's not that out of character for Ryan Fitzpatrick to come in and, accumulate three touchdowns. Pretty hilarious that Kalen Ballage, again, averaging 1.9 yards per carry. The guy is basically not fit to be an NFL player at this point. But on the Brown side of the ball, huge game for Nick Chubb, 21 carries, 106 yards and a touchdown. Kareem Hunt was also able to secure a touchdown in this game as well. Massive game for Jarvis Landry, 13 targets, 148 yards, two touchdowns, a decent game for Odell Beckham as well, 6 for 84 and a touchdown. Both of them were very popular in daily fantasy contests and deservedly so. What I thought was most interesting in terms of projecting this team moving forward, though, four targets for Nick Chubb, only three for Kareem Hunt, and this was a competitive game. The Browns, they were having to try in this game, and I don't think they expected that they were going to have to do that in the second half. So if Nick Chubb is going to see, you know, 3 to 6 targets a week in the passing game, and Kareem Hunt is not going to steal all of those, you know, I think that Chubb could be the 7th or 8th best running back in fantasy.
Very interesting that you mentioned that, because I know a lot of people thought once Kareem Hunt came back, how much would he poach from Chubb? And I think right there is an endorsement for Chubb owners and those also seeking to try to play him for daily fantasy. You mentioned Kalen Ballage. If not Kalen Ballage, then perhaps Patrick Laird. Your thoughts about what goes on in Miami's backfield?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Patrick Laird, he's the best player in this backfield. Now, I don't necessarily that doesn't mean anything. It's very unrealistic, probably, that Patrick Laird is going to get, 20 touches a game or anything like that for the Dolphins. But He probably should. He averaged 6.7 yards per carry today. He actually almost had a touchdown as well. He was running into the end zone from about the 6 yard line, and the pass that was directed his way was tipped by the defensive lineman in the direction. But I would expect that this is going to be the last that we see of Kalen Ballage as a lead running back. He had only one target in the passing game, one target for Myles Gaskin, one target for Patrick Laird, four rush attempts for Myles Gaskin, three rush attempts for Patrick Laird, seven for Kalen Ballage. So if you have Kalen Ballage, if you're holding on to him out there, you can let him go.
And with that spot, you may be considering picking up some Cleveland Browns moving forward for matchup purposes. They have Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Arizona, Baltimore, and then Cincinnati again. So Davis, the receiver core in Cleveland, there's some value there in your opinion, yes or no?
Well, the of course, the tide has just turned too much away from Odell Beckham. You know, he's been fine this year. Do you wish he scored more touchdowns? Yes. Do you wish that the Browns had, a more convincing offense? Yes. But, you know, when it comes down at the end of the season, Odell Beckham is going to have, you know, probably about 1,000 receiving yards, maybe even a little bit over, you know, maybe even 1,100 yards. He'll probably have 4 to 6 touchdowns, depending how lucky he gets down the stretch. But also, the Cleveland has a great schedule the rest of the way. They had this game against Miami. Then they're going to play Pittsburgh. Then the team is going to play Cincinnati. So this is really just a great spot for Odell to be in schedule-wise for the rest of the season. And Landry is a guy that, you know, I will definitely cop to. I was too low on him in the preseason. I just really did not see this season coming from him, but he's been the best offensive player on the Browns. You know, he has increased his catch rate while having his average depth of target go up. He has 84 targets and 5 touchdowns on the season. He's been very good, and it's time for him to get his credit.
There you go. That's why you are the man, my friend. Just giving us things that we're not going to find, see, nor hear anywhere else. I want to keep you on the roll. Let's talk about this Tampa Bay and Atlanta game. So the road dog comes in and does what they do. Your thoughts on Tampa Bay and Atlanta?
This season could have been a lot better for Tampa Bay. You know, they just kind of, if they could have gotten lucky here or there, things could have been a lot different for them, because they are I think they're a good team. I think the run defense is pretty solid. They're pretty weak in the secondary, but, you know, Jameis is having a good season. You know, say whatever you want about Jameis Winston. He turns the ball over too much. He actually does play the quarterback position, in my opinion, the correct way. He is looking for touchdowns. He is looking for positive plays pretty much every time he drops back. He has, he's averaging 7.6 yards per attempt. That's above average at the quarterback position. And he is, he does lead the league in interceptions, but he also is probably going to throw 35 touchdown passes. And the Buccaneers offense has been one of the better scoring offenses. Ronald Jones is really finding himself. Chris Godwin with the incredible game today, 8 targets, 184 yards, 2 touchdowns, 8 targets, 50 yards for Mike Evans. Of course, we know that those nuclear games are out there for Godwin or Evans pretty much anytime. I'm a fan of what the Buccaneers have going. I hope that they don't fire Bruce Arians. I hope that they make a bigger commitment to the defensive side of their team over the offseason, and maybe add in one more kind of trusty. Like, what they need is the NFC South version of Julian Edelman. They need a trusty slot wide receiver who just gets open in some of those tough spots for Jameis, so that he's not forcing those passes, because that's where he gets himself into trouble, is with those forced passes.
Absolutely. Moving forward, Tampa Bay has Jacksonville, Indianapolis, Detroit, Houston, and then these here Falcons again. What can you tell me quickly? Have you heard about the situation with Atlanta's quarterbacks going on here?
I don't think Matt Ryan was hurt. I think that they just threw in the towel. I think that they just decided that enough was enough. They weren't going to win. That was just going to be it. Pretty funny though. Matt Schaub comes in and has depending on your league scoring, either matched Matt Ryan in fantasy points or just a little bit less, depending on how much you guys have for passing touchdowns. Julio Jones though, interesting in this one, he had 9 targets for 68 yards, but left the game with a shoulder injury, came back in, got tackled hard again and had to leave the contest for a second time. Would it not surprise me, given the Falcons record at this point, to just see them say, you know what, that's it. We actually don't need you, and we're going to go ahead and just sit you down for the rest of the year and let Calvin Ridley and Russell Gage play.
Yeah, I love what we're doing here, how we're breaking down these games, and then we're looking at these teams moving forward, because it really helps you to start to plan, you know, not so much for DFS, but for some of these leagues where people like to just pick people up and hold them, as opposed to other players that are very, very involved and like to stream players. So I think it's a great strategy. So let's keep on here. Talk to me about this Carolina and New Orleans game, because moving forward, Carolina has Washington, Atlanta, Seattle, Indianapolis, and New Orleans. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, tough for Carolina that they were not able to, like, they had a couple spots in their schedule where I think they could have made the playoffs. This was a must-win game for them. They're not going to make the playoffs now. Had they won this game and New Orleans was 8-3 and they were 6-5, it would have been possible. It's not going to be possible now. Kyle Allen, pretty big bounce back game for him after how poorly he played last week. Christian McCaffrey, nothing new here. 64 rushing yards and a touchdown, 69 rushing yards and a touchdown as well. So every time they get near the red zone, they're ready for Christian McCaffrey to score. But the big story of this game to me was DJ Moore. 9 targets, 126 yards, 2 touchdowns, 4 targets, 1 reception for 9 yards for Curtis Samuel. DJ Moore, I think next year he is going to be a top 12 wide receiver in fantasy. That's how he will be drafted.
There you go. And that 12 struggled to get past your lips. And I think that Moore is a great option next week against Washington. We still have 2 more games to get to that may yield some fantasy value. And then we're going to pick Davis's brain, go through the list of pickups. Who else does he like? Who should we put up? Who should we put down? We're going to find out all this and more when the Pro Football Rewind returns. I'm Matt Stryker. He's Davis Maddock. Make sure you're here.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/DUNK to learn more.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Back inside the studio, this is the Pro Football Rewind brought to you by Sports Grid. If you want the edge, you get on the grid. My name is Matt Stryker, and joining me, as always, is Davis Maddock. We are diving into the 1 p.m. games, picking them apart, talking about players we might want to pick up moving forward, players we might want to drop, everything and anything you need for fantasy sports. So, David, let's get into the Seattle-Philadelphia game. A lot of experts were all over Jacob Hollister. At the end of the day, he doesn't even show up in the top 10 fantasy tight ends for the day, where Jack Doyle is still at number 10 with 2.8 points. What does it tell you about how fickle this tight end position has been this season?
Well, especially this week. So George Kittle has not played yet. Zach Ertz had a great game. Travis Kelce on bye. Kyle Rudolph on bye. Irv Smith Jr. on bye. Hunter Henry on bye. So we have some guys that people wanted or normally were starting in their in their lineups. So that is a big part of why tight end was so bad this week. But also some of the options that we wanted, they just did not see volume for one reason or the other. Jacob Hollister didn't see volume because Russell Wilson only threw the ball 25 times, 14 rushing attempts for Rashad Penny, 8 for Chris Carson, but also a big chunk of this game was the Eagles just playing horribly. I mean, they were so bad on offense, and they really did hold the ball for huge chunks of it because they had these long drives and then they would turn the ball over and the Seahawks would go and score, and that would be that. I think you do get at a good point, though. This was just a horrible, miserable week for the tight end position. If you got a touchdown at tight end this week, you are probably feeling great.
Yeah, and I'll admit, I got burned on about a quarter of my daily fantasy lineups with Hollister, so that's why I asked, because when I have questions, I go to an expert. All right, talk to me about this Detroit-Washington game. Situation under center in Washington, does that make them more interesting, or are you still just not interested?
So Washington is a pretty they're a fascinating team to think about from the outside, because they can't draft a quarterback now. They maybe were thinking, okay, do we want to go with Haskins? Do we not want to go with Haskins? But there's no way that the Bengals are going to win 2 games the rest of the season. So they are locked in. They're not going to be able to take Joe Burrow. Maybe they could take Tua, but it seems like maybe Tua is not as appealing of an asset now due to the fact that he has that hip fracture. So they're probably going to go with Dwayne Haskins next year. Yes, he won this game. Do I think he was very good in this game? I do not. 29 passing attempts, 156 yards, 1 interception. Darius Geis, 10 carries on the ground. Adrian Peterson, 10 carries on the ground. 12 targets for Terry McLaurin. That definitely does make me raise my eyebrow a little bit. 5 receptions for 72 yards there. McLaurin's going to have that kind of volume the rest of the way. Even with Dwayne Haskins, I would have to rank him as a kind of a top 30 wide receiver, even in this inefficient offense. Adrian Peterson, interestingly enough, was the third leading receiver for the team on the day. I will probably continue to wager against the Washington professional football team. I actually did bet on the Lions today. I know I bet on Jeff Driscoll and I got what I paid for. 3 interceptions. He wasn't very good. However, I do need to give a shout out to my main man, Bo Scarborough. 18 carries, 98 yards on the ground. I thought he ran very well today. And I don't think the team really misses Kerryon Johnson all that much. Yeah, they're not very good. They're 3-7-1. They're not going to win a ton of games this year, but I don't think that their offense is really all that different with Bo Scarborough versus Kerryon Johnson.
Yeah, and you were on Scarborough last week. I remember writing him down, and I had him in a couple of lineups as well. So just, again, a further tip of the cap. And it's nice to see the fruits of your labor come to fruition on a Sunday, because when you're high on a guy and that guy performs, it does give you a sense of pride. You mentioned your sports investment, so let's shift gears now here. Depending on how you had this game, so I saw it at 3.5, I saw it at 3. What did you have it? What did you have Detroit at?
So I did get this game at 3, and it didn't end up mattering because I like the Detroit side of it. It is always nice, though, just when you get that good number, when the market moves with your bet the other way, you do always feel pretty good. You're like, yeah, I got this figured out a step before everyone else did. And then Jeff Driscoll throws 3 interceptions and rains all over your parade. Yeah.
Well, speaking of rain, I think that's what we can attest, the fact that 6 of 9 1 o'clock games all fell to the under. And being here in the East Coast, it was horrible weather up and down the strip. We saw it especially for the 4 o'clock game with New England. You could just really feel the weather and also feel and have some type of empathy and sympathy for the boys on the field. This Pittsburgh-Cincinnati game as well, I saw go off at 6.5 and 6. It's another curious game that, depending on which side of the line you had, you're feeling either good or bad. What did you see here?
So I did not bet this one as a spread. The only bet I had this in a parlay with a basketball game, and it was just the Steelers money line. And I do that a lot. And by the way, if you're listening to this and you're trying to take sports investment seriously, don't do that. That's just something that I do when I bet a game that has a fair amount of juice, whether that be a basketball game, whether it be a hockey game, whether it be a football game. I do like to, if you're betting like minus 200, minus 300 favorites, I definitely do like to add, I like to add those in parlays. And the reason why I like to bet against the Bengals right now against the money line, but not necessarily the spread, is they've played these games really slow. So the Bengals threw only 26 passing attempts and they had only 21 rushing attempts. On the Steelers side of the ball, they were able to run the ball over 30 times, but they only threw 26 passes. So both of these teams just didn't run a ton of plays. This was a really slow game, and those games are great for underdogs covering.
Let me ask you bring up a great point here. So what would be the threshold to look for if I wanted to target slow teams? What would be a low-end pass attempt and rushing attempt that I'd be trying to single out if I wanted to take an under on a slow team?
Well, the league average for plays run is going to be close to like 64, 65. So if you see teams that are routinely coming in at 58, 59, 60 plays run on offense, you're like, wow, okay, that is super slow. That's like way far away from the average. And then on the converse, if you're seeing teams that are topping 70 plays run, 71, 72, those are teams that are, great for overs. And a lot of the times that stuff is going to be priced in, but it's also nice to know which teams have a big standard deviation in plays run. Some teams are just going to run more or less the same amount of plays every single game. Like the Arizona Cardinals, I believe they've had only one game with less than 65 plays run all year long. And there are other teams that have games where, they run 55, 65, and then they run 80 in one game. So that stuff is always helpful to look at.
Absolutely. I think that's vital information. I mean, if you want to build the best house you possibly can, you want as many tools as you possibly can have in your tool belt. So thank you for that one. I want to look at the game that had the highest inferred point total here. 51.5 is Tampa Bay and Atlanta. It did go over. The road dog comes out on top. I mean, these are the kind of games that we have been picking on all year long, and they have been paying off. No?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely something that you and I have both been on, and it's been great. This has been a good sports investment year for me. It's actually not been the best year ever for me in DFS, but I've been able to make up a little bit of that with getting more and more into the sports investments.
Absolutely, and then the game on the slate with the lowest point total, 37, it fell under, was this Denver-Buffalo game. And you would think that some people would take the over here, given Buffalo's with Brown and with Beasley and stuff like that, but it managed to be a dud.
Well, that's what you see. This is such a funny thing, but when these totals are really low like this, you actually get the opposite with the public. Really high totals, 51, 52, 53, those games get more tickets on the over than the under, and these games with really low totals, 35, 36, 37, they get more money on the under, and it's just a very basic psychology thing, despite the fact that we know for beyond a shadow of a doubt, most NFL games end up with scores adding up to between 40 and 50. But when you get those outliers, people think, okay, now these teams are different from all of the other historical teams ever for reasons X, Y, and Z. The Broncos and the Bills, these are going to be historically bad scoring teams for all these reasons. But in general, the smart bets on those are going to be betting towards the median, which is going to be, those games falling in between 40 and 50.
There you go. Using math. You cannot deny math, the immutable laws of math, the immutable laws of Davis Maddox. So, Davis, now I want to shift into the players that you've spoken of that we want to try to look at, want to try to pick up. You mentioned Darnold and Crowder and Anderson. You mentioned Anthony Miller. Give me some more players that someone might want to pick up.
Well, I definitely do think that you should be looking at the Jets. They're also, I think that Benny Snell, that's a guy I really want to hammer on, because if the Steelers are going to be without James Conner for multiple weeks, and you know what? If the Steelers just decide, James Conner, you've been in and out of the lineup, you've been really inconsistent, maybe they just want to give Benny Snell 15 carries a game. I wouldn't blame them. And they certainly are. They just benched Jalen Samuels today. Jalen Samuels had only 2 carries and 3 targets in this game after kind of being like, you know, an engine of that offense over the last couple of weeks. So, you know, I don't think that that's impossible. I also want to talk about Devontae Parker for the Miami Dolphins. I know, you know, he is not 100% owned by any means. 11 targets, 6 receptions and 91 yards for Parker. I think that he is a pretty strong candidate to be added this week in multiple leagues. Also, Allen Hurns, Albert Wilson, and Mike Gesicki, all of them had 7 targets in this game. Allen Hurns scored, Mike Gesicki scored. Gesicki would be the interesting one here because he's eligible at tight end. Obviously, we love, you know, just as you and I just talked about, no one freaking scores fantasy points at tight end. It seems like Mike Gesicki is at least in the position to start scoring fantasy points at tight end. So he would definitely be someone that I would be interested in adding. And as we already talked about, super, super deep leagues, like 30-man rosters or more, Jesper Horsted for the Chicago Bears. Shallower leagues, Anthony Miller for the Chicago Bears. Think that he will be out there in a decent amount. And then I want to give some love to Cole Beasley. Led the Buffalo Bills in fantasy points today, led them in targets. And he could definitely be a guy as the Bills play these more competitive games down the stretch that you're going to, you could start him, I think, in leagues where you can start up to 4 wide receivers.
Yeah, not a bad option. And just for food for thought, Kosicki, the number 2 tight end today, behind only Cook, ahead of Griffin with a total of 8.8 points. So it is something to think about. Now, do you think that a tight end is going to make or break someone's rest of season?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, for example, if we get Evan Ingram back healthy and he has a huge stretch, I think he will be a common thread on a lot of championship teams. I think that if, you know, Delanie Walker gets healthy for this Titans team, this Titans team, they're just scoring 30 points for fun now. If he gets healthy, that could be absolutely massive for them. You know, he could see 7 targets a game for the rest of the year, score 4 touchdowns over the last 4 games. That's definitely in the range of outcomes. And I know for a fact he's been dropped in pretty much all leagues. Like, he's out there on your waiver wire and he was almost ready to play this week. And I think he could realistically probably play next week. So that's a very big one for me. I think Delanie Walker and just in general, if you are able to secure an elite tight end over the rest of the season, I think that could be a huge difference maker in the fantasy football playoffs.
All right, we are going to talk about those Tennessee Titans as well as the Dallas Cowboys. We're going to unpack so much from the 4 p.m. slate. We're going to mix it together with the 1 p.m. slate. Davis is going to give us some more guys that he likes to pick up, some more guys that he thinks you can drop off. We're going to look at some other teams moving forward rest of season and see if the schedule dictates that they have fantasy value. The value is in the knowledge, and Davis Maddock brings it each and every week right here on the Pro Football Rewind. My name is Matt Stryker. We thank everyone at Sports Grid and everyone at Pluto TV. We're going to come back after this. Make sure you do as well, my friends. The Pro Football Rewind, it starts here, goes all the way around, and we bring it back after some words.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.